direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have an hour to spend together. And again, apologies for not being with you Christmas Eve and Christmas night. But hopefully you enjoyed Dusty Rhodes in my stead and had a good time listening to that. So we got an hour tonight. Now next week, full shows all next week. So Monday night trivia, 3 big hours on Monday. Then Tuesday, New Year's Eve, we will be live. And Steve Bryant joins me, as has become tradition. So we'll have a lot to say about the sales season this year, which, by the way, was about 27 days. That made it 5 fewer than last year because, of course, Thanksgiving fell late, so Black Friday fell even later. Nonetheless, it looks like everybody exceeded estimates. Total spending, a rise of 3.8 over last year, but when you break it down, that was 6.7 increase in online sales, 2.9 increase in in-store sales. So the gap is widening that way as far as people who are buying things online. Now, interestingly, the retailers looking at what happened this year noticed that it was very much promotion or sales driven. And in fact, Target said it's going to increase its promotional intensity because shoppers were not engaged without promotions. And Walmart said it'll continue to bring down prices through rollbacks. And you have virtually everybody, in fact, Five Below, said they had to reduce prices just to be competitive. So I think you'll see some gains there. But while the MasterCard and Visa organizations of the world are putting out all these wonderful sales figures, I didn't notice in any of them that they mentioned that we're $1.2 trillion in credit card debt as a group. Yeah, and that's been rising all year long, and obviously it's the highest balance ever since the Fed began tracking it in 1999, and that's who is tracking it. So anyway, that's the deal on the green Christmas facts, as it were, because you know, for retailers, let's face it, that last month of the year is very often the make it or break it whether they're going to be in business the following year. So better than expected, but online really rising. Now I read another statistic that I thought was very interesting, and that's that 75% of people who got gifts that they can't use or don't want, even though they have the return capability, if it's an online thing, they're choosing not to do it. Just not worth the hassle, even though in some cases it's very easy to do. But turns out that they're either re-gifting, for God's sakes, take the card out from the person who gave it to you, and or in some cases just donating. So that's all I got on that. But several other things crossed my mind. But as always, your mind takes precedence. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, and we are going to open it up tonight with Jim in Richmond, Wisconsin. So Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Wondering how are you doing because you had a couple of days off. Are you feeling better?
I'm not feeling worse, which that's something to say right there. Not feeling worse. And I did spend my time catching up on a lot of other tasks and things like that. But time will tell as far as all the autoimmune hell of the moment. But I can't complain.
Right. But You've been on a diet of water.
Oh, I know.
And I've been worried about you.
No, remember, it was water, but then as of this past Monday, it's become I have one meal of protein a day and water. And it's working and it's not. I won't go into the gory details because who the hell would care? But on one aspect,
I do.
I don't want to be graphic. But on one aspect, it's better. But on another aspect, that we were, at least my doctor and I were hoping for improvement, we haven't seen it yet. So we'll keep going. We'll see.
Okay. And number two, you've been delayed by the Bears game.
Well, I understand, and I've been delayed by talk of the Bears game, not the actual play.
And I'm wondering what the heck is going on, because the Bears lose and they talk for hours after the game.
Yes.
And I am a Bears fan, even though I live in Wisconsin, and I can't understand why they want to talk hours and hours of after it.
Did they have callers?
Yeah, they have many callers.
See, then that's why they wanted to talk.
The Bears.
They're all against the Bears. Ooh, not good.
And the thing is why do they interrupt my listening to Raleigh James over all this? You know, why does it take so long after the game that they have to talk about everything during the game? I love Obradovich and I love Dan Hampton. If the Bears were ever smart, they would put them into their system into next year, you know.
Ah.
And I am so frustrated because I love listening to Raleigh James, and they have to talk for hours and hours afterwards, you know.
Well, hopefully it was a sales deal where they were able to sell some sponsorships. That would be nice. But the Bears, theirs will pay again this Sunday, January 5th. That'll be the Packers. So I guess, the Seahawks kind of cleaned up today.
Right, and I love the Packers and the Bears.
Ah, and, so you can't lose on that one. No matter who wins, you'll be happy.
Right, and number two is I just want to let you know that you have helped me tremendously through this year, and I don't know what else to say.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I know all the listeners have joined in as well, so we will continue to do that, and here's hoping that 2025 brings you only good news, Jim, and maybe a lot of it.
And I want you to let you know that my eyesight is failing every day.
I wish I could wave a wand about that, but that's why I'm always on you to keep as much as you can, learning more adaptive tools and maybe getting together with Kim again and figuring out ways that you can be independent without having to actually see.
Right. And to everyone who's tried to help me, Happy New Year.
Well, and a Happy New Year to you, Jim. And we'll talk to you Monday night for Monday Night Trivia.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we'll all bring in the New Year's together with Steve Bryan on Tuesday night. So if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, and we will talk. It's like that. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. I was just reading a story before I got on the air, and I didn't print it out. I probably should have, but it was one of those that was oh so shocking. I can't remember if it was James who sent it, because James very, very often sends the shocking ones. But it was a story where a woman in Florida ordered a pizza, and the delivery person didn't like her tip, and therefore she went ahead and stabbed her. And I understand the woman has not died, but not in good condition, simply because she didn't like the tip. Now, this sort of fell in line with other stories I've been reading in the last couple of days that, you know, you really have that, you know, what the moment when you read them. First, it was the UPS driver, and that was in Massachusetts, who just was overwhelmed, so they dumped the packages in the woods. Well, equal time, I guess. Amazon had the same problem. Amazon packages dumped in other woods. I think these were in Florida, these particular woods. No, Amazon was Massachusetts. Now, where was UPS Florida? Well, anyway, it's one of the two. And in both cases, the driver said they were just too stressed. I know, what happened to go back and quit? You know, and that's the deal on those stories. But it just seems like even more so right now, and the holidays bring that out in people, I'm sure emotions run high, is that people seem like they're living on their last nerve. And yeah, my advice is slow down. Yeah. And the shadow of Mercury retrograde is over next week. So that will be a good thing. And there is a new moon. And that's Monday afternoon, and that's 4:27 Central Time. So if you do your Law of Abundance checks, they're not real checks no more, you're not spending money. If you do that, remember that you want to do that just before the new moon, December 30th, Monday, 4:27 in the afternoon. As far as next full moons, that's January 13th. And you're already seeing the astrologers and all that talking about everything from destruction to merriment and mirth, depending on where you want to go with that. But the predictions keep on coming. Overall, the predictions for 2025 are good, amazingly good comparatively. And we'll see. Hopefully those are the ones that turn out to be right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. What a wonderful song. That's Sugar Pie DeSanto and Soulful Dress, her biggest hit. And she had a lot of records out there, not a lot of hits, but that 1964 on Checker and probably her signature song, playing that unfortunately because Sugar Pie DeSanto has passed away. Very, very sorry to hear that. Died in her sleep December 20th. But talk about a life well lived. She was 89 years old. And man, she was through it. Six Ways to Sunday. Well, when your best friend is going to be Etta James, you figure there's something. But my favorite story is she was married to Pee Wee Kingsley, and they got divorced, and then he became a bank robber. Now, I kid you not, I've been trying to, Carol sent me that information and said, I can't source it. Well, I'm going to try, because bank robbers usually are under the FBI database, so I'm going to try to look for them. The problem is, of course, I'm sure that Pee Wee was not his given first name, so I'll start by that. But my favorite line came from the Bear Family Records bio of her. She and Kingsley divorced, and he became a bank robber in the San Francisco area. You never know when there might be a test, and you'll need this information. There weren't many more. All right. So that's just classic, so I'll try to find out. But 89, yeah, good for her, I'll tell you what. And she grew up in San Francisco, and so you can guess that her early years involved Johnny Otis, because if you were an R&B singer in California back then, you knew Johnny, period. And he did all the tours and a lot of the production and all that. And later she toured with James Brown, actually. And her first quasi-hit, well, actually got to number 4 on the R&B chart, so I guess that's a hit. I Want to Know, almost played that tonight, was with Pee Wee before he was robbing banks. And then she moved to Chicago and sang backup also in the San Francisco area in Oakland. Married to Jesse Davis, her second husband, for 27 years. And sadly, this was a story that made the news about 20 years ago. He died trying to put out a fire in their apartment. But meanwhile, there are a number of interviews of her on online that you can probably find. And there was a documentary, Sugar Pie to Santo Rocks, that was released in 2021. And you can probably probably catch that on YouTube as well. So yeah, a lot of good stories, and you'll find them all. But in the meantime, yeah, rest in peace, 89 years old. So we might have to play another Sugar Pie to Santo record before the night is out. But after the news, you know, I refrain from playing any Christmas records because, after all, it is the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. However, I am going to play Gee Whiz, It's Christmas by Carla Thomas next because I like that record and I'd play it in July. But people look at me like I'm crazy, although they have Christmas sales in July now, so why not? Well, instead, we'll do it tonight. But it was actually a flip side. Atlantic in 1963 released her doing two Christmas songs, and this was on the B side, and I'm like, yes, that absolutely should have been the A side, as far as I'm concerned. And then she recorded it again, I think, for Shelby Singleton later as well. But the original is the greatest, and we'll play it. In the meantime, we've got about a half hour to talk about whatever's on your mind. If not, I'll just prattle on. That's right. Never totally without something to say. So we'll come up with something. But if you could call, that would be even better. So again, next week, full shows all week long. That's right. Monday Night Trivia. I don't know what the theme will be yet on the bumper stumpers, but I think we have a straggler on the question. Although then again, I'll have to look this weekend because Carol keeps me honest. Oh, speaking of that, I'm so glad I brought that up and interrupted myself to tell you that, yes, the waning moments to vote on your guilty pleasures. I'll tell you what, we have one of those 936-way ties right now, and I'm hoping that will be broken tonight. So 888-876-5593, and I'll tell you more about that coming up, too, on WGN Radio. James, 1963 on Atlantic, and I admit I never heard it in 63. It was 64, actually. WDAO in Dayton had come on. I remember I was sitting at a Howard Johnson's in Dayton listening to that, and said, that's a great song. And yeah, all right, so 888-876-5593, been playing it every year since then. Now, let's see, what do we have? I believe that Billy Bob is going to give us some votes, so welcome back to WGN Radio. So, fess up your guilty pleasures.
Hello, seventh-time caller.
Yeah, right.
I got about five of them here.
Good, I'm ready.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Yes, Lonnie Donegan, very good choice.
Boy, you got a good memory.
And then Counting Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers.
Right, their first big hit in the 64, absolutely.
And I don't remember who did this one. My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
Oh, yes, yes, Jimmy Drake. That's, a great disgrace to the Aboriginal race, My Boomerang Won't Come Back, yes.
Okay, and then Snoopy versus the Red Baron by the Royal Guardsmen.
Yes,
I know they've done that one.
Yep, Ocala's Own, you betcha, okay.
And then I don't remember who did Winchester Cathedral, I like that one.
The New Vaudeville Band.
That's it. And then Chug a Lug by Roger Miller.
Roger Miller, yes. Yeah.
And Waltz and Matilda by Harry Belafonte.
Oh, my God. All right. You've outdone yourself.
Hey, one more thing before I go.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at obscurities. There was a singer called Bobby Caldwell back in the 60s. You ever hear of him?
Yes.
What's your opinion of him?
I couldn't tell you that much about him. He died last year, I can tell you that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. So
I used to like it to do him, but he never really had any big hits.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you for
calling.
Your time.
Appreciate
then.
It. All right. Bye. So I think he died last year. I know Bobby Caldwell did, but I think Caldwell did as well, but I'll have to look that up. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Chuck in Rockford, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Chuck?
Okay. You had a guy on that was talking about railroad stuff here a couple weeks ago or something.
Okay.
And I think he'd mentioned something about President Truman. And
okay.
Anyhow, when I was in the seventh grade, I saw President Truman on a whistle-stop tour in Galesburg, and my little sister, who's was 4 years younger than me, was there, you know, and it was on his birthday, and the local bakery baked him a birthday cake, and my little sister thought that she was invited to his birthday.
Ah, perfect.
She was miffed because she didn't get a piece of his birthday cake.
Oh, man, that's great.
But anyhow, I can remember my teachers had mentioned that they would probably be checking out all of the high points on the top of the buildings and that around there so that nobody would be taking pot shots at him.
Oh, God.
But what made me remember some of that was some of the recent incidents.
Oh, God.
But I hear a lot of people calling in with all of their aches and pains. And, of course, I'm getting up there, too, where I have them also, you know, the type 2 thing. I guess the last report I got on you were 108 pounds.
Yeah, that's probably exactly right.
Is that about where you add all the time, or
it can fluctuate 10 pounds either way depending on what's wrong or what's right. You know, I don't like it when it falls below 100. I don't like it when it's much over 115. So you know, but
yeah. Well, my wife was always around 100 pounds. You know, and all of her life, and the only time that she even had any stomach at all was when she was, you know, pregnant.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But anyhow, actually, I'm not bragging or anything, but she could have been a model.
That's great.
But I lost her in January of last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was a long time together.
Yeah, well, we had 70 years, and the kids put a open house together for us, you know, for the 70th year, and that was. But she got dementia toward the end, and you know, I was afraid that she might outlast me, and I wouldn't be able to take care of her, you know.
Well,
but, I have to be getting one day closer to the end every Aren't we all?
Let's face it, we're all circling the drain. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why, you know, whatever it is, don't worry about it. Just try to have a good time.
Oh, you know, you had mentioned that you'd been in Alaska there.
Oh,
yeah. Did you ever get that annual allowance?
Oh, no. You have to qualify for that, and you've got to be there a while. And believe me, what you get is paltry compared to how much it costs to get anything there. So, no.
Oh, yeah. I had always wanted to spend some time in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I never got to. I guess it's like a lot of things. You were talking about being in North Carolina, and I wanted to get over to Chimney Rock. That's on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got a friend over in Asheville, and I guess he mm-hmm. managed to survive the... at least they got a place to live. But,
right. It was bad, but overall, most people, you know, I mean, a lot of people aren't, but most people are okay.
Yeah, I guess, it took out part of, 75 there, you know, where it goes through close there. And,
well, no,
over
for, and, 40 and 26 are the two. Interstates,
yeah.
More than anything, 75. You're looking at Tennessee, but you know, Black Mountain got hit pretty hard, and that's on 40 heading east. If you were going to go to like Morgantown, but Chimney Rock.
I guess they'd had some weather similar to that, you know, but that was back, I guess, about 1940 or something like
that.
Yeah,
well, it was a shock to everybody, to say the least. And, you know, it'll be a long time. And then you worry, you know, I assume they'll rebuild Biltmore, because that's such a tourist attraction, that the little town that was unfortunately low-lying got hit pretty bad. Chimney Rock's in Rutherford County. I don't know how they did. I should have checked on Hendersonville, because I used to live in Hendersonville, but I didn't see how they were doing. But a lot of places, very unexpected, very hard hit.
I guess with the mountains there, if you get very much rain there, it really can add up quick.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing. Like I say, Biltmore, that cute little downtown area they've got, literally was just pretty much flooded away because it's fairly low-lying. It depends where you are, you know, and that varies, can vary almost block by block.
Yeah. Another one that's on my bucket list there, I guess, is that Vanderbilt.
Oh, yes. Place. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Well, that's Biltmore Gardens by Asheville. That's the big one, the big house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to do some stuff on the west coast of Florida, you know, and God, you know, they were saying, you know, we never get any storms down there.
Oh, sure they do. Sure they do. They're lying through their teeth.
I almost bought in down at Cape Coral, you know, many years ago. And if I'd have done anything down there, why, hell, it would probably be gone.
No, actually, that's not really true. But, you know, it's interesting you say you were thinking of doing something. Remember, if you're talking about back in the early 60s and the late 50s, there were so many scams back then where they were selling you.
Well, that's what I almost got into down there, because they were trying to sell some property.
Yeah, waterfront.
And the way
it was in the Everglades.
And the way they had it mapped, it looked like it was pretty close to, you know, and it was way, way out. It wouldn't have been developed probably hardly in my lifetime.
Well, the big problem wasn't that. The big problem is how much of it was underwater. They basically were selling the Everglades. And, you know, there were some people who went to jail for that, actually, after a while. But there were a couple places like that. The early 60s was big for Florida. And then I think it was probably the latter 50s. But there was a place in New Mexico that advertised in all the newspapers that it was going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what it was now. But I think I still have a deed of land from there. But anyway, yeah, nothing ever happened to it. You know, in Florida, the problem was it was underwater. In New Mexico, the problem was it was in a place where there never was going to be water. You know, and you can't, when people say, why are there so wide open areas in the West? You see hundreds and hundreds of miles. Why don't they develop this? Well, where are you getting the water from?
Yeah, I think a lot of people can't comprehend all of the other things that are connected to, living in an area.
Of course, sure.
When I was a kid, you know, during World War II, we were living in a place that didn't have any plumbing. You know,
well, yes,
figure that out.
No,
and we were
absolutely
getting our water from the well. And
sure,
we had an outhouse.
Sure,
and actually we had. We heated with coal and had a octopus furnace that you'd go down and fire that thing up and hope that you could put enough coal in it to
sure.
last through the night. And then when the wind was really blowing, I can remember one of my siblings, we had that furnace stoked up so hot that they went and sat on the register and had burn a checkerboard on their
yes absolutely yeah no you're 100% right. And you know, that's the interesting thing, it isn't that many decades ago before there were vast differences depending on where you lived to what services you had. And you know, as far as the house we have in Globe, it was not built with indoor plumbing. That was an add-on. And John's saying, I better go pay bills.
Yeah.
All right, I better go pay bills. I'm going to go pay bills. Thanks, I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, yeah, I see that the clock is,
yep.
is caught up with us. I'll catch you later.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so
we're
going to try to get to Rita, Fran, and Ruth in a whirlwind speed contest right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, we'll forego the bumper because I've got less than 7 minutes and three people I want to talk to. So Rita in Harwood Heights, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, this is Rita. And I just wanted to comment about something that was talked about in another show.
Uh-huh.
About the drugs that, you know, that cause problems. And I'm so autoimmune depressed all the time. I was probably should have been born in a bubble. But anyway, because I have this bladder infection, and I've had it for about 7 years, they keep trying to give me these drugs. And when they try to give me Cipro, CPAC, I think Lyrica, and another drug. I cannot take those. They cause tearing of the tendons. And when I went to the orthopedic doctor with all the foot pain that I was having, he called in his assistant and he said, this is a drug that just frequently that will cause these problems.
Right, right.
And I had a torn tendon in the ankle.
Yes, yes.
And it was terrible.
It's known as being floxed, and it comes from floxin drugs like ciprofloxacin. And that's what Bobby Caldwell died from, actually. So, that's a well-known side effect. It doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen to some people. Call me when we have a full show and we can talk, maybe like next Wednesday night, and we'll spend more time talking about this.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, because that's not something you can say in two sentences, that's for sure. All right, Fran in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I thought I would second a couple that I heard.
Yay, let's hear them.
Hello.
Sop with Camel, very nice.
Yes, and Winchester Cathedral.
New Vaudeville Band.
And My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
Oh, yes, Jimmy Drake, you betcha.
Was one of the worst edits I've ever heard in any record.
Really?
Oh, remember when they took the black in the face and put blue in the face?
Oh, yeah. You know, I only have the original. Yeah, I keep calling him Jimmy Drake. He's Charlie Drake. But anyway, yeah, that's right. Great.
And they did that, and it was just, I mean, it was such a bad, I mean, they just threw that in there. I could have done that on my little tape recorder.
Well, you're right, exactly, on your little Norelco cassette unit. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. But in a way, I think that's what they wanted to sound, because I don't think they wanted to do the edit.
No, I'm sure they didn't. Yeah. I mean, it was fine the way it was. But anyway, that's another one.
All right.
And, I'm not seconding this one. I haven't heard anybody else mention it, but Gary can't believe it. Tennessee Birdwalk.
Oh, Jack and Misty. Of course.
And what chirp, did Della wear?
Oh, God.
I know you're not going to get a lot of votes on those, but I thought I'd throw them in there anyway, because they are songs that are my guilty pleasure.
No, that's absolutely good. I mean, a Perry Como song, why not? Yes.
As long as we're doing Perry Como songs, Hot Diggity Dog.
Oh, my God. Okay. Very good. All fine, fine choices. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, Delaware is actually a geographic song. It references 15 states. What did Delaware? All right, so with that in mind, closing it tonight is the lovely and talented Ruth and Gurney. What's up tonight, Ruth?
Hi, I'm going to go with Mariah, All I Want for Exodus.
Okay, you like that song. Huh? Okay.
Well, and also the song, There's a Smile on My Face for the Whole Human Race, because that's what you would want under the Xmas tree, uh-huh, for true love. Uh-huh. So that's it. For those two, I second Friends, Hot Diggity Dog, and All of Perry Como.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I think I've got like a minute left if anybody wants it. Otherwise, I'm going to see whether Delaware's on this computer, if you haven't had the joy of it. Let's see. All right. I might. Yes. And we can count the 15 states together.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy? What did Delaware? What did Delaware, boy? What did Delaware? She wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey. That's what she did wear. Why did California? Was she all alone? She called to say how are ya. She called to say how are ya. She called to say how are ya. That's why she did call. Uno, two,
it gets worse, yes. Mississippi and Oregon and Minnesota and let's see, Texas and Wisconsin and all right, Nebraska, what, Arkansas? All right, I shouldn't remember the song. It was truly awful. And Irving Gordon wrote it. Yeah, he plagued the world with that, whether he wanted it or not. It came out in 1960, January of 60. I think they recorded it right after Christmas in 59. And there you have it. It was a hit, and it was a 45 RPM hit, actually, because it was RCA, because they were certainly promoting that 45 as opposed to Columbia going for the 33s. But I digress. All right. So the deal is next week, full show, Monday night trivia, 10 o'clock Central. I'll see you there. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls. Above all, those of you who called, I appreciate it. Talk to you Monday. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.